This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The bipartisan infrastructure package the Senate passed today now goes to the House. In its current form, the bill directs billions of dollars to address climate change, including wildfire prevention and resilience. Last year was a record-setting year for fires in the U.S. Today, more than 100 large active fires are burning, mostly in the West, with months left to go of peak fire season. And as that UN climate report confirmed yesterday, an even hotter future is all but certain. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Almost every year now, it seems, wildfires are setting records. Just the other day, the Dixie Fire became the second largest in California history.
And the cost is going to just go up over time. And we're talking about billions of dollars of lost property and economic activity.
Amy Myers Jaffe is with the Climate Policy Lab at Tufts University. She says the actual dollar amounts in the infrastructure bill specifically for wildfire mitigation are relatively small, but
it's an important acknowledgement that this is a major challenge for the United States and we need to address it in a multifaceted way.
If the bill passes the House as is, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration would get millions of dollars to put toward better fire forecasting.
The bill would significantly increase funding for the Department of the Interior and the Forest Service for a range of activities that can decrease communities' risks to wildfires.
Laura Brush at the nonprofit Center for Climate and Energy Solutions says that includes things like forest restoration, prescribed burns, and better planning. Michael Mann, an atmospheric scientist at Penn State University, says all that will help to some degree. But ultimately, preventing more extreme wildfires means moving away from fossil fuels.
In the absence of that large-scale shift away from fossil fuel burning, there are no resiliency measures that are going to insulate us.
He says only clean and renewable energy can do that. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.